put a lid on the violence first, and only then sit down and talk about the larger problems. That's what John Kerry is trying to do in the Middle East. Nearly 3 weeks into Israel's military campaign in the Gaza Strip, the Secretary of State is looking for a way to stop the fighting. But anger about the deaths of Palestinian civilians in Gaza is spilling over to the Israeli-occupied West Bank. 5 Palestinians were killed there today during protests. Shira Frenkel is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed, and she says tensions in the West Bank have started to boil over.
Yesterday saw the largest demonstrations that the West Bank has had in over a decade. People here are telling us over 30,000 people came out and marched on Qalandia. That's the main checkpoint between Jerusalem and Ramallah. When I walked through that area, you could just smell the sort of charred remains of Molotov cocktails that had been thrown. There were rubber bullet casings everywhere, and it was clear that it had been a very, very violent night.
We are hearing again talk of a third intifada, but, you know, some West Bank Palestinians have said that for years. Is there a sense now that something is different, that we could actually be heading for another big uprising?
You know, as you said, we've heard about a third intifada time and time again. The feeling is that, yes, definitely people are angrier now than they have been before, and that anger is coming from two places. Anger at the Israelis for their ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip, but also it's anger at the PA, at the Palestinians' own government. They're saying that the PA has been complicit with the Israelis, that by not standing up earlier and condemning what Israel was doing in Gaza, the PA basically gave them free rein. Up until now, there have been attempts at protests, at solidarity protests by Palestinians living in the West Bank, and the PA has shut all of those down and not allowed Palestinians there to come out and sort of express their views on what's happening in Gaza. So people are saying that this time around it could be what we'd like to say is an intifada, but it also could be something very different. It could be Palestinians stepping up and rebelling against their own elected officials.
So in essence, anger at the PA or Palestinian Authority is sort of tamping down, in a way, anger at Israel.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, when I went to the funeral today of one of those who was killed last night, just as many people told me that they blamed the PA as people who told me they blamed Israel.
So, Shira Frenkel, as for John Kerry's efforts to get a ceasefire going, what is he trying to do at this point, and what are its chances?
I would say the chances aren't great. Both the Israelis and the Palestinians have managed to leak to reporters, almost simultaneously, actually, that they're not interested in John Kerry's ceasefire agreement and that both sides have serious objections to it. So it's not looking hugely hopeful at the moment that his proposition, which is that Israel continue some of its military activity in the Gaza Strip while scaling back activity in the parts of Gaza City where people have taken refuge, it doesn't seem like that deal is going to be accepted anytime soon.
Shira, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the goal of this operation in the Gaza Strip was to take out these tunnels that Hamas apparently uses to sneak into Israel. Is that still what's going on? Has anything changed?
I think it's expanded far beyond that at this point. I mean, the tunnels themselves, Israel initially said that there was about a dozen tunnels. We're now hearing there could be 20, 30 tunnels. So the tunnels themselves are much more complex, much more elaborate than Israel had expected going into this. But Israel's forces have already moved far beyond those tunnels. We've seen them operating deep into the Gaza Strip, nearly 3 or 4 kilometers past where they say those tunnels are. And it seems as though now their mission is much more to deal a blow to Hamas, to create a sort of lasting blow that will stop that Islamist group from firing rockets on Israel again. At least that's what we're hearing from intelligence, Israeli intelligence experts who are on the ground. Publicly, Israel has not commented on what the missives of its given to its army are at the moment, but we can see by what they're doing inside Gaza that they have moved beyond the tunnels.
BuzzFeed's Shira Frenkel speaking to us from the West Bank. Shira, great to hear from you as always.
You too, Aaron. Great to speak to you.